Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ernest J. Sonny Z. Roth Jr., 88 of Soldiers Grove, formerly of Richland Center, died November 25th at home. A military graveside service will be conducted by the local military honors unit Friday at 1 at Dayton Corners Cemetery in Dayton Township. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Sonny Z. Roth is survived by two daughters, Brenda and Barry Thomas of Topsfield, Maine, and Joni and Shane Neprud of Soldiers Grove. A son, David and Katie Z. Roth of Wisconsin, 16 grandchildren, several great and great-great-grandchildren, two sisters, Barbie Schlieff and Rosie Phillips, other relatives and friends. Ernest J., Sonny Z. Roth Jr., 88 of Soldiers Grove, formerly of Richland Center. Brendan Liam Culp, 46 of Blue River, died unexpectedly Tuesday after a brief illness at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2:30 at Nativity of St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church in Blue River. A reception and light refreshments will follow at the Blue River Community Building. The Vasatag Funeral Home is assisting the family. Brendan Culp is survived by six children, Lydia and John Marcus, Anicia and Daniel Van Orden, Alexander, Cecilia, Asael, and Olia. Three granddaughters, his parents, Father Thomas and Elizabeth Culp, brothers and sisters, Arian and Karen, Rennie and Jim Sarchet, Eileena Hamilton, Maria Talon, Father Dimitri and Rebecca, Ariadne and John Jeffers, Simeon and Eliza. Many nieces and nephews, his former wives, Amanda Duran Trum and Elise Becker, and many dear friends and loved ones. Brendan Liam Culp, 46, of Blue River. Joyce Margaret Rongholt, 88, of Richland Center, died Monday at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at Five Points Lutheran Church. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Five Points Lutheran Church. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Survivors of Joyce Rongholt include her sister, Pat and Ib Nelson, brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, Lyle and Mary Rongholt, Norris Rongholt, and Evelyn and George Faulkner. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Joyce Margaret Rongholt, 88, of Richland Center. Melissa Ann Lisa Heenick, 73, of Hillsboro, died Friday at Amplify Health in La Crosse after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, December 13th, from 1 to 4, at the Viroqua VFW Hall with a memorial service at 2. Memorials are preferred to passages in Richland Center and Good Samaritan in Hillsboro. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Lisa Heenick is survived by her husband, Frank Michael, son, Max and Rachel Folmy, daughter, Hannah and Jim Woolsey, seven grandchildren, siblings, Linda Palin, Mike Nelson, John and Sandy Nelson, Mary and Jerry Bowman, Susan and George Kittleson, Tina and Bob Hillman, Bill and Cindy Nelson, Lizzie and Paul Heggie, Steve Nelson and Saab Shimono, Lori and Carl Haas, and David and Karen Nelson. Brothers-in-law, Steve and Jenny Heenick, and Matt and Ann Heenick, and numerous nieces and nephews. Melissa Ann, Lisa Heenick, 73, of Hillsboro. Dale R. Gunderson, 59, of Blue River, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Dale Gunderson is survived by his son, Derek Gunderson of Columbia, Missouri, mother, Maxine Shields of Blue River, sister, Brenda and David Gallo of Pleasant Prairie, niece and nephew, great-nephew, other relatives and friends. Dale R. Gunderson, 59, of Blue River.